97.9 The Box, New Flame, Chris Brown, Usher, Rick Ross right there. Your girl JJ on your radio. It's a pleasure to have this lady on the phone with us right now. You're going to see her tonight in the premiere of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. She's one of the cast members, and she's representing H-Town. We got Hazel E on the phone. Now, listen, we met like a couple of years ago through Tierra Marie. That's like one of your friends, right?
Oh, my God. Me and Tierra have been friends for years. I actually brought her to Houston last year twice, I think, to do parties with me.
Yeah.
So we've been friends for about 6 years. So when the opportunity presented itself, it actually kind of went to her first and then, you know, kind of came to me at the same time. So it was like, we need both of you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because I know she used to date Ray J, and Ray J is the executive producer on this of the show and one of the cast members as well, right?
He's high up there just in VH1 in general. He's like the king of reality TV. So Ray always kind of has his foot in everything, but it's definitely a Mona Me production, but Ray definitely holds it down on the cast, and, you know, him and Tierra, they're a cut. They're great to watch. Like, I'm looking forward to their storyline this season just to see everything that happens.
Me too. So you have Ray J on the show, you got Soulja Boy, Omarion, Lil Fizz, Young Berg, Tierra Marie, you, and then some other people that nobody really knows about, not quite yet. But I want to know, what is going to be your storyline for the show?
Oh, man, that would be great if I could just tell it all, huh?
You can't tell it.
I mean, actually, this season, you know, tonight's the first episode, and everybody's just going to get a chance to look at actually me, just get to know me, like who I am. You know, I did start off as a celebrity publicist, and about 5 years ago, I started getting into music, and I even went back home to Houston and signed to the Swish House, and I was out there doing shows, and me and Slim Thug have this video strip that, you know, we were doing our thing, and, you know, shout out to Michael 5000 Watts and G-Dash and everybody out there for just kind of honing my rap skills and just getting me, you know, ready for that next step. And then
yeah,
I, you know, moved back to L.A., and I got to it, put out another mixtape. The show came, and it's drama.
It's drama.
It's drama. Definitely drama. I got a little love interest situation going on there that's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds. And, you know, it's real love in hip-hop, whether it's love between your friends, between the guy you're dating. It's hip-hop due to the fact that we're all in the music industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I definitely hold it down for Houston. I definitely hold it down for the women who got education, who have some class, some coots, some integrity about themselves. And I'm definitely not going to disappoint.
Well,
I'm going to be. You know, I feel like I'm the people's champ. You know, I'm the underdog, and I'm definitely coming to win.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Now, has the whole season already been taped?
No, actually, the whole season has not been taped. So we're currently still working as the show airs tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited to see it tonight. You also sent me some music. Let's talk a little bit about that. I put up some stuff on the website for people to check out. What are you working on right now?
Right now, we're about to release my new single called Now You Know. And that's definitely what it sounds like. Now you know. So we have a couple new records. I got the first singles with Paris Bueller at a band camp. The next one, like, we have one with Jeremiah. We have one, you know, look forward to something with me and Berg popping up throughout the season. You know, we've just really been grinding hard on the music in the process of the show. When I got the opportunity to be the quote-unquote female rapper on this season, you know, I definitely, you know, used all of my resources and just did the best that I could to actually, like, now I finally get to be the forefront as this artist and not behind the scenes. So I was on it, like,
yeah,
studio sets and constantly feeding VH1 music, you know, and it was just like,
well, that's good.
They understood. Mona believed. They believed. And so now I just, you know, can't wait for the world to see everything I've been working on.
Me too. And this is what I really hope. I hope that the outcome for you ends up being the outcome, say, for like how K. Michelle was able to really blow up off of this. Because what I'm seeing with these other folks that do music, like the Jocelyns and the Rashidas and Carly Red, bless her heart. I'm like, y'all been doing this show for all this time. I ain't heard one song yet. So
right.
I want to make sure that you get your stuff up out there. We're going to post up these singles, if it's okay with you, on the website so people can check it out, okay?
Well, that's why I only called in to Houston Radio today, because I was like, I'm getting Houston the first interview.
That's
I'll
right.
I'll do L.A. next week.
Yes, I
got to come off ripping from my hometown, because at the end of the day, I am the only cast member on there representing Texas.
That's right. Represent. Hazel E. We look forward to checking you out tonight. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Check it out on VH1 tonight. I'll be tuned in. It's 97.9 The Box.